Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
And in her column this week, Olivia O'Leary remembers an old soldier.
Photograph of my uncle Paddy Dundon, handsome in his Irish Army uniform, jodhpurs, white gloves, the lot. It was taken at his sister's, my mother's, wedding in 1942. Paddy, who died last week, 6 months short of his 100th birthday, was a lieutenant in the 25th Infantry Battalion based at the Curra. He had joined the army in 1941 because, he said, that was what you did when your country needed you. We all know what it means to do what your country needs you to do. And just in case we didn't, there are nurses and doctors and cleaners and shop assistants and bus drivers and post people to remind us. All these people are taking risks, massive risks, for the rest of us. So why won't our politicians do what they are supposed to do and give us a government? A caretaker government has made decisions to subsidise us all to stay at home, which has already cost billions. We need a government with a mandate to continue to deal with this sort of spending. A government with a working majority that can pass legislation at short notice. And, as Professor Alan Barrett of the ESRI said on Sean O'Rourke's programme this morning, plans for the return from the crisis are going to require far-reaching policy decisions, and that's what politicians do. Sure, there's risk involved in going into government. Fianna Fáil risks internal party divisions for agreeing to coalition. So, to a lesser extent, does Fine Gael. Labour risk, like before, taking disproportionate flak for anything the electorate don't like. The same stands for the Greens, who lost every seat the last time they were in government. The Social Democrats risk their new harvest of seats. But there are risks to staying in opposition too. Labour and the Social Democrats could find that their voices were totally drowned out by vociferous Sinn Féin, and that they had ruled themselves out of a chance to defend the rights of the people they represent when it came to recovering from this COVID-19 crisis. It's a fact that those on social welfare and state pensions after 2011 would have faced much sharper cuts from the Fine Gael side of the House had it not been for the efforts of Labour ministers. As to the risks that the Greens face by staying in opposition, they risk losing a chance to have a major influence on the battle against climate change for the next 4 years, years they themselves say are crucial to saving the planet. And the risk all of them face is that the electorate at the next election will not thank them for refusing to help form a government when we needed one. So, what could they do? Well, if Labour, the Social Democrats and the Greens formed a social justice, climate justice alliance, they could negotiate going into government as a sizeable grouping. It would give them more clout in influencing policy to ensure that survival and recovery from COVID-19 was done in a way that protected the vulnerable as well as the planet. Government formation could also explore the various independents. So what about Sinn Féin with its 37 seats, you might ask? Well, neither of the other big parties will go into government with them because Fine Gael says Sinn Féin's decision-making is too influenced by unelected members. Fianna Fáil points to the assessment of the Police Service of Northern Ireland, repeated in November, that the IRA Army Council still retains an oversight of Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin don't risk anything in opposition. The election would indicate that they could do even better in the next election than this one. Serious talk about government will probably not begin until after Easter. In the meantime, Leo Varadkar, who's performed his job as caretaker Taoiseach with commendable consistency, could start preparing the ground for future government relationships. It's been all very well to hear him speak to the nation and to see pictures of himself and Simon Harris at the various health facilities. Could he not have included the leader of the opposition in some of those activities? For all I know, he may have asked. It would have been an indication of national solidarity, and it might even have helped to smooth the path to what we now so desperately need, a government.
Olivia O'Leary there.